This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel pummeled Gaza with airstrikes and Palestinian militants launched rocket barrages at Israel on Saturday, with no sign yet of an end to the worst escalation in years. And after 6 days of conflict, U.S. and Arab diplomats were seeking to calm the situation after a night of violence that saw militants fire about 200 rockets at cities in Israel, whose planes struck what it said were targets used by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza. At least 136 people have been killed in Gaza since hostilities erupted on Monday, according to Palestinian medics. Israel has reported 8 dead. Hamas launched Monday's rocket assault after tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, as well as in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near a mosque, which is Islam's third holiest site. Regional and international diplomatic efforts have yet to show any signs of halting hostilities, which have also been accompanied by violence in Israel's mixed communities of Arabs and Jews. Synagogues have been attacked, Arab-owned businesses have been vandalized, and street fights have broken out. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time Saturday, a technically challenging feat more difficult than a moon landing, and the latest step forward for its ambitious goals in space. Plans call for the rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars known as Utopia Planitia. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main section of what will be a permanent space station.